Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she's heartbroken and angered by yesterday's murder of a 70-year-old girl at a Westside McDonald's drive-thru. The girl's father also hit by gunfire. The latest this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Police say 7-year-old Jaslyn Adams was shot more than once as she sat in a car with her father, Jonte Adams, yesterday. He was shot too, but survived and was last reported in serious condition. Police rushed the girl to Stroger Hospital, but she did not make it. The McDonald's employee says two men had gotten out of a gray vehicle and opened fire on Adams' car. The little girl's aunt, Tawny McMullen, made this plea on CBS 2.
Oh, please put the guns down. Our kids want to play. My kids can't even go out the door because of this gun violence. Y'all, please put the guns down.
Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A new mural in the Little Village neighborhood has turned into a community memorial for 13-year-old Adam Toledo, who was shot and killed by Chicago police 3 weeks ago. The mural's on a fence near 24th and Sawyer. It shows a silhouette of a young boy with his hands up. It was recently completed by local artist Pablo Serrano.
This definitely brings, it's like how we have statues. We have, you know, landmarks. This is something that I believe will be here forever. If anything, somebody's going to upgrade it and probably turn it into something else, you know?
A peace walk in Toledo's name was held last night amid ongoing speculation about whether the officer involved will be charged. It's 7:12. The state of Illinois is encouraging college students to get the COVID vaccine.
College vaccination days are now underway in Illinois. That's the name of the Illinois Department of Public Health effort to encourage college students to get their COVID-19 vaccine. Appointments are available for college students to get their shots today at the 7 state-run mass vaccination sites in Cook County. There are openings tomorrow at the state-run vaccination sites in DuPage, Lake, Grundy, and Will counties. The vaccine clinic at Northwestern University is setting aside 600 doses of the Moderna vaccine for students. Loyola University and DePaul don't have on-campus vaccine sites, but both schools have online tools to help students find a vaccine appointment. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.